Good morning, everyone. Are you ready to make some noise? I like making noise. That's why I brought something to help me. Insert trumpet noise here.
What is all that racket, Martha? What are... Oh, that sounded weird. What is all that racket? Martha, what are you doing? You can't be that noisy in church.
Why not?
Well, I don't know. Every time I make a lot of noise in church, someone tells me to be quiet. Why do you want to make noise in church anyway?
Because today we have a very noisy story to tell.
You'd better explain yourself.
Our story today is about a man named Joshua and a city named Jericho.
Oh, I like this story. And you're right. It is a noisy story, so we're going to need lots of help telling it.
Well, it all started a long time ago when God's people were on their way to the Promised Land. Remember a few weeks ago we told you the story about God rescuing people who were slaves in Egypt?
We heard how God rescued them. We heard how God rescued them from the evil king's army and how he took care of them while they traveled to the land God was going to give them.
Well, on the way they came to a city of Jericho, a city that had very high walls of stone. Now the people of Jericho did not love and obey God. They didn't want to let God's people into the city or even let them live in the land. But God had a plan, a very noisy plan.
God told his people to start marching around the city of Jericho. So the people started marching. Let's have all our big friends and little friends make some marching noises with their feet. You can do it. Let's hear you. Is everyone marching there? God told his people to start marching around the city of Jericho. So the people started marching. Let's have all our big friends and little friends make some marching noises with their feet. You can do it. Let's hear you. Is everyone marching with their feet?
For 6 days, the people marched around the city, just as God told them to do. On the seventh day, they marched around the city 7 times. Then they started to blow their trumpets. Insert trumpet noise here.
When the trumpets started to blow, an amazing thing happened. The walls around the city fell down. That's right, they fell right down. Now God's people could go in the city. Soon, everyone in the land heard what God had done at Jericho. They knew the God was powerful and would always take care of his people.
And we know that God still takes care of his people today. He's with us all the time and even sent his son, Jesus, to pay for all the wrong things we do, so that we could be God's forgiven children forever.
Now we don't have to be afraid of anything. When we get lonely or scared, we can remember God and his promise to always be with us and take care of us.
Our Bible words today remind us of God's love. They are from the book of Joshua in the Old Testament. It says, God will be with you wherever you go. Let's all say that together.
God will be with you wherever you go.
Let's do it again. I said wherever. Or whenever.
God will be with you wherever you go.
Good job. And nice work with the marching, everyone.
And now I think it's time for our friends to march over to Sunday school.
Bye, everyone. See you next time.